Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Going undercover. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
What's in a name? A lot, if you're the head of the free world, I would say. But today we won't be talking about POTUS and FLOTUS's given name names. We'll be talking about their code names, the admittedly not-so-secret names they receive from the Secret Service when they become of such importance that they need a Secret Service code name at all. It's one of the most fascinating aspects of the United States Secret Service, in my opinion. The inspiration for these names being bizarre and added insight into some of the most high-ranking officials on the planet. Today on Ghost Town, the history of Secret Service code names and the infamous presidential figures who called them their own. So, Jason, do you know any presidential Secret Service names off the bat, like off the top of your head?
No, I'm thinking of Lady Bird Johnson.
That's her actual name.
But
it might as well be a code name, right? It's unique enough where you're like, not everyone's, you don't have lady birds walking around everywhere.
Is there like something like something eagle or?
The eagle. Yeah, there's some eagles in there too. You're on the right track.
Okay.
I didn't know any. I think I have been kind of ignorant of this niche in presidential history for a long time, but it's always cool to hear them. And I know that I've heard them before. But maybe that's the perfect Secret Service name, something that if I do hear, I won't remember. Anyway, for 75 years, U.S. presidents and their families have taken part in what is now a long-honored tradition. So the use of presidential code names is pretty straightforward. They were needed for security purposes back when sensitive communications were not routinely electronic, and even when they were, when it wasn't encrypted. Today, the names simply serve for purposes of inter-security communication, shorthand, and of course, tradition. In fact, most of these names are fairly well known. I mean, I found them on the internet. So they're kind of, think more of a presidential custom than anything safety related. These code names quickly become public, either through governmental filings, sources who leak them to news outlets, or when agents are overheard at public events. Since new technology has allowed security agents to monitor officials in a variety of ways, these code names are again one of the worst kept secrets in Washington. Now you should know, or maybe you do, that the Secret Service does not choose each code name for each individual. Do you have any ideas on how these code names are chosen or given to presidents and their families?
I assume they're kind of assigned in a similar way, like their importance to like how like maybe important the thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever the category is, like eagle would be the biggest one.
Yeah, and then like pigeon would be the lowest one.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like...
That'd be vice president. Pigeon.
Pigeon vice president?
Yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Sister.
Yeah.
not quite. So Secret Service code names come to be with the White House Communication Agency. So they have this list of pre-approved choices that either the president chooses from or the agents themselves pick. Then other members of the family are assigned names that share the same first letter as POTUS, sometimes. Sometimes it's the same as the family's last name, but not always. They pick from this list because they want a word that's not too crazy, like onomatopoeia, and not a word that's too commonplace, like hello or shirt. So people shouting it in a time of emergency won't get confused. Often the names resonate personally with the person who chooses them, again, from this list or via security, in strange ways, or sometimes they just seem to sound cool to the president, which works. Sometimes they do sound cool, and other times, not at all. We'll get into that very soon. Presidential Secret Service code names officially began in 1945 with Harry S. Truman's presidency, though Secret Service agents had code names for at least two first ladies before that, Edith Wilson and Eleanor Roosevelt. When Edith and Woodrow Wilson married in 1915, Wilson was 2 years into his first term as president, and both had been previously married and widowed. So during his presidency, the president was actively, like, dating. And then the women or woman he dated was in this position of high risk. They were dating the president. As things became serious with Edith Wilson, she became the first presidential significant other to be given a Secret Service agent during their relationship. again, for safety, and was assigned the very sexy code name. You want to guess?
Well, give me a little hint.
It's not sexy.
I was going to say shirt.
Shirt. No, her code name was Grandma. Grandma. That was her code name. There is no indication why Secret Service chose that name, as Edith was only 43 years old when she married Woodrow Wilson, 15 years younger than he was, and also she was not even a grandmother. I think they did her pretty dirty on that one. 43 is a very sexy and very young and very amazing age. Right?
Right. Yes, I agree with what Rebecca says.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Then there was Eleanor Roosevelt, who got a slightly better, just slightly, Secret Service code name of Rover. She got this name because...
I'd rather take Grandma.
Grandma? She got this name because she did a lot of traveling, boosting the morale of the troops in active war zones during World War II. As an active Rover, she visited hospitals, factories, and military bases, meeting over 400,000 soldiers during her time abroad. Again, very impressive. Although the Secret Service officially assigned Eleanor that code name, she suspected that her husband had something to do with it, which is unforgivable. Very bad, but that's what I read. People who officially accompanied her were dubbed Rover's Rangers, which I guess has a nice ring to it, although it still makes her sound like an internationally traveling golden retriever. In my opinion, both of these first ladies were done pretty dirty, but moving on. In 1945, Harry Truman became the first president to be assigned an official code name. His code name was General. Better.
That's a good one, yeah.
Better, better.
A little on the nose.
Yeah, but you know what? Respectable, I'd say. And then there were the Kennedys, right? The Kennedys. John F. Kennedy's code name, Lancer, harkens back to Lancelot, one of King Arthur's heroic knights of the Round Table. Of course, Jacqueline Kennedy popularized the moniker Camelot in reference to his presidency, and her code name, Lace. Why? She wore a lot of it, both from her high-profile wedding to lots of events and state dinners. See, deep? No.
No.
Effective? Yes.
Sure.
Sure, sure. Staying in the nuclear Kennedy family, we have Caroline was Lyric, John Jr. was Lark, JFK's mom, Rose Kennedy, was Coppertone. It kind of sounds culty, right?
Yeah,
in a way, it's
yeah.
like a cult, like, an, yeah. like you're a white
Meet
person.
Coppertone. A little like Quentin Tarantino movie-ish.
Yeah, on an ashram
it's
lies
like,
Coppertone.
Grandma.
Grandma sucks.
Yeah.
We can all agree Grandma sucks is a secret code name. But the worst one is coming your way. The worst code name is coming your way. The code name of President Lyndon B. Johnson. Do you want to guess it?
Lyndon B. Grandpa?
Nope. I will let you know what it is after this break. President Lyndon B. Johnson's Secret Service code name was Volunteer.
I never would have guessed that.
Yes, Volunteer. Johnson was a predictable man. He kept the same Secret Service code name that he used as Kennedy's vice president. The name felt appropriate to many historians in retrospect because it highlighted his association with Tennessee, called the Volunteer State because of the large number of residents who volunteered for military service during the War of 1812 and the Mexican-American War, and his administration's focus on national service programs. Yes, very sexy, great. If you're disappointed, we'll get to Trump soon. Don't worry. But before we move on, Lady Bird Johnson, we talked about her. Her name was Victoria.
See, Lady Bird's a cool name. Like
Lady Bird should be the code name.
Yeah, it was kind of already used up, though.
Victoria. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Linda Bird Johnson was Velvet. Lucy Baines Johnson was Venus. See, these are cool names.
Yeah.
These are cool. Ironically, President Richard Nixon's Secret Service name. Guess that.
Something. Nothing Dick, right?
Nothing Dick.
Oh.
Searchlight. Searchlight. Did he know he'd get busted for Watergate? Who's to say? Pat Nixon's was Starlight, which is sweet and very 1970s, I would say.
From The Boys. Do you watch The Boys?
No.
No, there's a character, Starlight.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice. I like that. President Gerald Ford's was Passkey, which I think is cool. And Betty Ford was Pinafore. Susan Ford, Panda. Michael Ford, Professor. Jack Ford, Pac-Man. Now, those are some real Secret Service names.
Those are good. That's a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Pac-Man's cool. I'm sorry. It's cool.
Yeah.
President Jimmy Carter was at first Dasher, but he reportedly didn't like it, so he changed it to Deacon or Lockmaster. I want to know what happens in the Oval Office when he's like, okay, Secret Service, let's get in here. Everyone in here, I don't like my Secret Service code name. Yeah. Can we change it to something cooler? And they're like, well, we're kind of already like in it.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know. And he's like, how about Lockmaster? they're like,
okay, we
can give it to you. You are the pro. Okay, yeah. President. Rosalind Carter was Lotus Petal or Dancer. Amy Carter was Dynamo. Chip Carter was Diamond. Jack Carter was Derby. And Jeff Carter was Deckhand. They're a band now.
Yeah.
They're a fun band. At this point, we're like, in my opinion, the heyday of Secret Service names. President Ronald Reagan was Rawhide. He was passionate about Western stuff. He was an actor. Nancy Reagan, Rainbow, because she loved to wear bright colors. Maureen Reagan was Rhyme or Rosebud. Michael Reagan was Riddler. Patty Davis, Ribbon. Ron Reagan, Reliant. Doria Reagan, Radiant. George W. Bush, any ideas?
Bush
Timberwolf. Timberwolf. Barbara Bush, Snowbank or Tranquility. Marvin Bush, Tuner. Neil Bush was Trapline. Jeb Bush was Tripper. Dorothy Bush was Tiller. Now we're getting into like straight up dog names. We're all a dog name.
Bring it back to Rover. Get Rover back.
Rover's back. You are nostalgic for the times of Rover. After Barbara Bush's death, former Secret Service agent Jonathan Wackrow wrote to CNN saying that her code name, quote, exemplified her demeanor and its calming, humanizing, and gentle effect on those around her. Snowbanker Tranquility. Okay. And then we get to the Clinton years. Clinton was Eagle. You did guess it.
Oh, yeah.
You guessed it. A reference to
him. My man, Clinton.
You're a big Clinton boy.
Yeah.
It's possibly a reference to him being an Eagle Scout, but that is not confirmed. Hillary Clinton was Evergreen. Notably, her code name was used during the 2016 presidential election at the same time as when she was a first lady. Chelsea Clinton was Energy, which is very 90s, I would say. Roger Clinton Jr. Trick question. He didn't have one. The press claimed that Secret Service called Bill's younger brother Headache due to his erratic behavior, legal troubles, and cocaine-related arrests. Great. It's great when you don't even need one and you kind of have one. Then George W. Bush originally used the code name Tumblr when his father was president. It was changed to Trailblazer when he became president, which, sure, okay, it's a lot. I think that's a lot. It's a lot of expectation around it. Laura Bush was Tempo, Barbara Bush, Turquoise, Jenna Bush, Twinkle. Barack Obama?
we're going back to Grandma.
Grandma, Renegade.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? Of course. Though the name matched the bold optimism of Obama's campaign, the president reportedly just chose his favorite R word from an approved list of words.
He's that's like, the okay, right R word.
That's pick. Good. Michelle Obama, any ideas?
Not it's a different good. R word, I hope.
It's a different R word. Renaissance.
Oh.
Like fucking, of course. Yeah. Like awesome. Yeah. All right. Malia Obama, Radiance. Sasha Obama, Rosebud, which has been a name of a presidential child before. Did she consider that? I don't know. Joe Biden, Celtic. A nod to his Irish roots. Jill Biden was Capri, similarly a nod to her Italian heritage. Do you want to guess Donald Trump's Secret Service name? You don't have to. I'll tell it to you.
It's like something leader. It's got to be something like, does it fit like the outer kind of that?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I have to note that in the 2015 presidential debate, he said that he would choose the name if he were elected Humble. He said Humble? He would choose that back in 2015. Way back when in 2015. Surprise, he didn't choose that.
Yeah.
He didn't do that. Donald Trump's Secret Service code name is Mogul.
So it's a business, right?
Yeah. It's Mogul. It's really dumb on the nose as much as you'd expect. Melania.
Still better than, I think, the Biden ones.
Celtic?
Yeah, that was my least favorite.
Mogul has the Trump energy that we know and love. Melania Trump was Muse, suggested because she was a model.
Yeah.
And it went with Mogul, right? Mm-hmm. Donald Trump Jr., Mountaineer. Ivanka Trump, Marvel. Eric Trump, Marksman. Jared Kushner, Mechanic. We're just M-words now.
Yeah.
We're just any M-word. Also, the name of Melania Trump's production company, Muse Films, is a nod to her Secret Service code name. Muse Films released the documentary Melania, which chronicles the lead-up to Trump's 2025 inauguration. The documentary was critically panned, as you probably know, with a 10% on Rotten Tomatoes. In Owen Gleiberman's review from Variety, he called Melania a, quote, shameless infomercial and compared it to the 1960s propaganda in China. Donald Clark said it, quote, induced narcolepsy in the Irish Times. And Zan Brooks, writing for The Guardian, criticized the slow pace and listlessness of the film, considering it a gilded trash remake of 2023's The Zone of Interest. Woo! It goes to show, if you're a leader of the free world or in their family, it's extremely important to choose a good Secret Service code name. If you don't, who knows what'll happen?
Grandma out.